NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. It's Denise Salcedo, and today my guest is headed to NXT Deadline to compete in the Iron Survivor Challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kehlani Jordan. Hey, Kehlani.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it's so nice to have you on here. I was so excited when I found out I was going to get the chance to interview you because, girl, you've come out and you've really impressed people on NXT. So first and foremost, how are you?
I'm great. And how you said you were excited to interview me, I was excited to finally meet you.
Yeah.
I always see you all the time.
That's so awesome. But okay, so Kehlani, like seriously, you literally came out of nowhere. It was like 1 second, oh, here's Kehlani Jordan in the NXT breakout tournament. Next thing you know, you go to the finals. Then after that, next thing you know, you qualify for the Iron Survivor Challenge. Like for you already to kind of see this quick growth in yourself and this improvement in your, and just your overall work and to have done so much already. How does that make you feel?
It's so rewarding. It's amazing because, like you said, so about 6 to 7 months ago, I had my first debut match on Level Up. And so now to see how far I've come to be on a major PLE in the Iron Survivor Challenge, the second one ever, it's so rewarding. I'm just so happy because I never would have thought. So I'm like, well, if I can do this in 6 months, imagine the next 6 months, how far I'll be.
Yes, it's insane. So I know you have a background in gymnastics, and I've heard Shawn Michaels say before that he feels that gymnasts get wrestling a lot easier. You were talking about how, like, in the last 6 months, you've already improved so much and you've gotten to this point. So how has that training been like for you from going from gymnast to pro wrestling?
Yeah. So I will say it's very, very different. It's foreign to me, but then again, the physicality of it is helps me a lot because I'm able to catch onto the small details easier, I would say, just because in gymnastics, everything is based on perfection. So I have to make sure I know all the details. I have to make sure the margin of error is very small. So I believe that helps me in the ring with like body control details, just making sure I'm aware. I have air awareness. So I believe gymnastics has helped me, but then again, it's still different because I'm not used to having someone hit me or being in the ring with someone else in gymnastics. It's just me by myself. So yes. I feel like, yeah.
But hearing you, I got to tell you, hearing you talk about the body control and having control in the air and paying attention to all of the details, that's something that I guess I never really knew that that was like the perspective from a gymnast. And so to hear you talk about that, it's pretty cool. So Kehlani, like, here's the thing, like you were just mentioning right now that you're not used to having people, you know, hit you back and all of that.
Yeah.
What was the hardest and the easiest thing for you to pick up at the performance center? Like, what has that experience been like? What was first day of training like for you?
Oh, yeah. First day of training. So learning how to just control your body with like safety, like rolling and stuff. That was the easy part. But hitting the ropes the first time was so painful in just learning how to bump and stuff. That was probably the most painful thing, the most difficult thing ever. But I will say, no, it has to be hitting the ropes. Hitting the ropes was the most difficult.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the easiest, like you said before, was just having body control. And I will say, like, coming from an intense sports background and into pro wrestling, being mentally tough is something that I was instilled in me when I was younger, and that's been able to translate because you have to be mentally strong in this industry.
Yes, and I think that's only that's something that comes with being an athlete is you really are so disciplined and you're able to train yourself like physically and mentally. And yeah, that's the thing though. I'm curious, what made you make that leap though from from gymnastics to pro wrestling? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, so my story is a little different. So I was finishing up my 5th year at Michigan State in gymnastics, and I got a message on Instagram from the WWE recruit page asking me, hey, would you like to come to a tryout at SummerSlam? This was the Nashville one, so in 22. And at first I'm like, is this real? Like, there's no way that WWE is contacting me. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go for it. So I went down to Nashville. I did the tryout, and thankfully I was blessed with the opportunity for Triple H himself to offer me to come to the Performance Center and start training. And that's how I got into pro wrestling. I never would have thought in a million years that I would be a WWE superstar. So being here is so surreal.
Yes. Okay. It seems like you were like, it caught your curiosity and you just went for it. It seemed like you were very open-minded with that. But like, how did your family feel about that? Because one second you're pursuing gymnastics and the next you're like, hey, I'm going to be a WWE superstar. It's totally, you know, very similar, but also very, very different.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my mom and dad were, they were so excited. They're like, oh my gosh, you have to try. You have to try. But then they're like, oh my gosh, like when they watch the ladder matches and just like people getting punched, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine you doing that. But then once I started and I even did my first match, they were super excited and they loved it. And my brothers also were huge wrestling fans growing up. So they were stoked. They were like, couldn't believe it. They're like, no way, this isn't real. They were like so excited.
So had you ever watched like any wrestling at all? Like, did you ever watch with your brothers?
Yeah, so I watched it growing up with my brothers a lot when I was really younger. But then I will say I went through a phase when I was like in my teenage years where I stopped because I was so focused on getting a scholarship to for gymnastics. So I kind of like leaned away from it. But I did watch it growing up. But now that I'm in WWE, my passion for it has grown so much. I'm learning the history and it's just been really fun, like being a part of it.
Yes, I feel like, oh my God, like I was telling you earlier, I feel like you've gone from point A to point B so very fast. So Kehlani, when you're out there, I want to get your thoughts on what has been like your emotions, because to go out there and to be in a physically demanding sport that requires not just for you to be perfect in the ring, but to have a presence, to have the look, to have all of these other things that come with it. What has that been like for you? Like personally, have you struggled with it? Have you like been like, I got this, you know, I'm a superstar. Yeah. What has that been like?
I definitely think it's been like a roller coaster of emotions, because like, it's amazing how fast I've come. But then also with moving on that fast comes a lot of pressure, but I love pressure because like gymnastics, I'm used to performing under pressure. I thrive under pressure. So there's definitely times where I'm really nervous out there. But then when I get into the ring, I'm like, deep breath. Okay. Like now it's go time. And then like that confidence comes out. But I would be lying if I said I wasn't ever nervous or sometimes like, oh my gosh, I'm in here with the best of the best, because that wouldn't be realistic. So it's definitely like ups and downs. But overall, like the more reps I get, the more I get out there, I really feel like my confidence is growing each time. So now I'm way more confident than I was even last week or even the week before. And so I'm feeling really confident going in to NXT Deadline this weekend for the Iron Survivor.
It's going to be like possibly the biggest match of your career.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so before we get to the Iron Survivor, I do have a couple more questions. And that is, because you are so new to the world of wrestling, like who have you studied? Is there anybody that you've studied like in-ring wise, promo wise, look wise? Who have you studied?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So starting with in-ring wise, I would say RVD is someone whose style I absolutely love. I love also how authentic he is, how unapologetically himself he is. And that's something that I want to strive to be. I want people to be able to relate to me. And then also Bianca Belair is someone, because she's so elegant, but she's also so powerful. And even she has this sass to her where she doesn't let anyone walk over her. So those are people who I studied. And then for promo-wise, I love hearing Daniel Bryan cut his promos. He's very energetic. And it's cool to see even his evolution of how he started promos to where he was doing promos. So that's in-ring promo-wise. And then for style, I think I just look at, like, I like all the women, how they dress. Kind of just take a little bit, ooh, I like how they did that. I like how they did that, and then make it my own.
I love that. I love the insight that you gave, especially because they're all so very different people.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting you to shout out like, you know, like RVD or Daniel Bryan. So it's so cool to hear you mention those names because they all are all so different. And when you have people like that, all of a sudden your style is just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of everything, right? And that can be very, very fun. So Kehlani, NXT Deadline, Coming up December 9th, Iron Survivor Challenge. You're in it. I mentioned earlier, this is the biggest match of your career. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is only the second one that there's been. It's a whole entire new concept. So to be part of this match, like, what's kind of going through your mind? Are you feeling like anxious? Are you feeling excited? And what can we expect?
Yes, I'm feeling anxious, but it's a good anxious because I want to do so well and I will come out on top. So I'm feeling super excited to go out there and show people something different that they've never seen before because there's a longer time. So I'm able to pull more tricks out the bag. I'm able to show a different side of who Kalani Jordan is. So I believe people can expect a different fighting spirit in me going into this match because last time I was in the breakout tournament, it didn't come out in my favor, but that's okay because now that's helped me go into this match. Like, all right, I have something to prove. So, and then I want to say with the Iron Survivor, because this is only the second one, I've been trying to study, but I'm like, there's only one time or like one time they did it before where I can study. So now I'm like, all right, we're going to have to make some game plans.
Yes. And it's that's why I'd say like, it's hard, like you're barely in the second one. So there's still so many, like, you know, so many things that haven't been done before in that type of concept. So it is something that can be challenging and fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. Kalani, I was going to mention, because you brought up the NXT breakout tournament is, you know, you made it to the finals with Lola Vice. And during that, I remember just seeing you get, so, like, the crowd really, really likes you, Kalani. Like, from the second I saw you, people were, like, cheering for you, rooting for you. People on social media were like, I really like Kalani. What would you say it is about you? Like, who are you when you go out to the ring? Who is Kalani Jordan?
Yes. Kalani is someone who is unapologetically herself. She wants to put smile on other people's faces and no matter what adversity she may be going through, or I'm talking about someone third person, no matter what adversity I go through, I want to always come out like doing it with a smile, inspiring others, having or promoting woman empowerment, and also girls that look like me. I think Bianca Belair and even Sasha Banks did such a good job paving the way for girls like me to have an opportunity on such a big stage. And so that's why when I go out there, I'm like, I think about like people who paved the way for me, or even women who paved the way from past the Divas era, like going into the era that we are in now, like being athletic, you know, I just think that's inspires me. So when I go out there, I'm like, hey, I'm doing it for the little girls watching. I'm doing it for people who may not believe in themselves. I'm doing it for people who dare to be different and took a chance on something that they knew nothing about. So that's what I think about when I go out there.
Yes, and I can see it too, because obviously just from what I've seen from you the last couple of months on NXT television, like, you just have this natural likability to you. I remember like just talking about you and being like, she's so cute. Yeah. Like, but it is, it's you have like a very endearing presence where I'm like, I want to see what else there is. And that is like the intrigue that I think you bring to the table. So I just want to commend you on that, because you got that very fast and I was like blown away. All right. My last question for you, Kalani, is the next couple of years, short-term goals, long-term goals, where are we with that?
Oh yeah. So short-term would be win the Iron Survivor Challenge and be the number one contender and then become the next NXT Women's Champion. I think also, other like personal goals is be in a video game, have an action figure, and long-term goals would be definitely to be on Raw or SmackDown, be in War Games, be in Money in the Bank, like being all those big shows there in a couple years. And the biggest thing overall is just, like I said before, inspiring others, putting smiles on people's faces and entertaining everyone. Those are my goals overall.
I love it. I love it. Well, the future is looking bright for you, Kalani. I can't wait to see you on NXT Deadline. Before we go, can you let the people know where they can follow you and, you know, where they can check out your stuff?
Yes, of course. So first, everyone should be following WWE NXT. And then you can find me at Kalani_WWE on all platforms. But I really want to make sure everyone is watching NXT Deadline because it's going to be a performance like you've never seen before, not only for me, but we also have other phenomenal matches and great superstars who are going to be there defending their championship or even trying to chase and get one. So I think everyone should be tuning in. And if they can't be in Bridgeport, watch it on Peacock at 8:00.
That is awesome. All righty, everyone. I'm going to post all of the links in the description box below so you guys can follow Kehlani Jordan, where you can watch NXT Deadline on December 9th. And other than that, we will catch you guys on the next one. Thank you so much, Kehlani, and thank you to everybody watching. Bye.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.